living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, is white kidney bean the next big nutrient in weight loss? All right, let's say you're dieting and experiencing some success. All right, but as with just about all diets, you're eating a lot less and you're hungry. Well, this is where white kidney bean maybe can help you out a little bit. So let's talk about what all diets ultimately are trying to do for you. Now, there are many so-called weight loss experts that are trying to complicate weight loss. And I'm not saying that it's not. There's a lot of issues, hormonal issues, different types of food, calories, all that stuff. So I'm not saying it's not complicated. But there is a very simple math formula that's going to determine your weight on a given day. And that's going to be calories in minus calories out. It's true. You eat less, burn more through exercise, you will lose weight. So a lot of experts that are trying to overcomplicate it, they get a little bit angry with me when I try to keep it real simple. Yet I have a lot of experience with this. I've helped a lot of people. Eat less, exercise, you lose weight. Calories in go down, calories out, meaning what you're burning goes up, and you drop some pounds. And by the way, all diets are designed, even if it's not apparent, to result in weight loss by helping you eat less. All diets ultimately are about eating less. Let me give you an example. Take Atkins, for example. Atkins is about a low-carb, higher protein-based diet, and for many, many years, the designers and proponents of Atkins talked about the weight loss came through this metabolic process called ketosis, and that may play a little bit of role, but there was a study published in Obesity in 2010 that showed that most of that weight loss came simply from eating less on the Atkins diet. So I do have a disclaimer. I'm going to go back to it. I'm not saying losing weight is easy. It can be complicated. As I said, hormones are involved, types of calories, combinations of calories, metabolic changes. All of these things can play a role. But here it is. You're dieting. All diets are basically designed to help you to lose weight by eating less. And there's a problem with that. We get hungry. That's the problem. And this is where white kidney bean can come into play. White kidney bean can decrease hunger while dieting. All right, so this was published in the British Journal of Nutrition in 2011. Really good journal, peer-reviewed, all that kind of good stuff. White kidney bean extract was shown that it supports normal levels of gut hormones that control appetite. And in this study, the result of taking white kidney bean was reduced desire for food and less food intake. So here's how it works. When you're dieting and bringing in less calories, so calories in are decreasing, right? What happens is there's a hormone called ghrelin, which increases. And that then decreases other hormones. Now that hormone, ghrelin, that when that increases, you're going to be hungry more. And it also decreases hormones that are normally going to tell you that you're full. One of those is called cholecystokinin, CCK. So here you have a diet where you're eating less, and that produces these hormonal changes in your body to where you're going to want to eat. You're hungry. Studies show that white kidney bean extracts help the body to reverse these hormones when dieting. So this is going to help to reduce food intake and support normal, healthy levels of hunger and fullness. Right? So white kidney bean might be what you're missing. If you're on a diet and you're experiencing some success, you've had some weight loss, and who cares what the diet is? If you think it's complicated, that's fine. If it's hormone related, whatever. If you're dieting on any diet and you're losing some weight, but you're hungry, which is going to happen to just about everybody, try white kidney bean. It'll help to reestablish some of those hormones. Now, here's what's interesting, though. White kidney bean might be just a diet by itself. Yeah, white kidney bean could be your diet program that you follow. There was a trial in which all overweight participants that were involved in this study, they were told to have no dietary or exercise changes. Those taking white kidney bean extract lost 9 pounds on average in 12 weeks versus virtually no weight loss in the placebo group. So not only can white kidney bean may be helpful in you know, stopping the hunger and the cravings while you are dieting, it could be maybe just your diet plan in general. The supplemented subjects lost 2.5 inches in their waist, and that was about 4.2 times greater than the placebo group. So supplementing with the white kidney bean, there was the drop of appetite, the drop of weight, right, the drop of waist size, and of course there were no significant side effects reported. It's white kidney bean. People usually at this point ask me, well, can I just cook it, eat, you know, with white kidney beans more often? And I would say, yeah, I want you to do that because there's good oils in the white kidney bean, there's good fibers. However, cooking the white kidney beans, you're losing a lot of the key compounds that are influencing in a positive way these hunger hormones. So yes, eat more white kidney bean, but you probably are also going to have to take the extract if you want to be able to at least mimic some of the results found in the two studies that I mentioned here. So white kidney beans could be really awesome for controlling hunger if you're on a diet, and be prepared for that. If you're dieting and losing weight, at some point you're going to hit that plateau and you're going to want to increase your calories. That's just the way it is. It's going to happen. White kidney bean could stop that from happening. And then maybe white kidney bean could just be the diet itself. Some people that I know, some friends of mine that have gone on a diet, they've lost the weight they wanted, they're now using white kidney bean as the maintenance diet. So they're not following the more restrictive diet plan anymore, whether it was Atkins or South Beach or whatever it was. But what they're doing is they've lost their weight. They got to their goal. That's awesome. But now they're using white kidney bean along with good exercise to stay at that weight. So the white kidney bean becomes the maintenance diet. That's another potential use for this supplement. So here you have a supplement that is going to help you to stop the food cravings when you are dieting. It could actually be your diet program if you want it to be, or it could be used in your maintenance program. So here's what I think you should do. Some of the steps that you should take if you're serious about losing some weight, especially, you know, New Year's resolutions are right around the corner. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I think we should make lifestyle changes all the time, and we should stick to them as best we can, but that's fine. Maybe your New Year's resolution will be to lose weight. So here's what I think you to do. Number one, find a diet that works for you. Okay, find a diet that works for you, but remember, all of them are basically designed to get you to lose weight by bringing in less calories. Do consider the complexity of the diet. The more complex it is, the harder it is going to be to stick with it. And often, the larger the drop in calories that you eat per day. So keep that in mind. The more complex the diet is, the less food usually you're going to be eating in that diet. So you're going to really have that rebound effect. You're going to be hungrier faster on that diet. Keep in mind, you can modify any diet you choose, right? You can modify any diet you choose by simply exercising more. So you got to look at the complexity of the diet, right? And if it looks like it's too hard, figure out where you can modify it. Maybe eat a little bit more at breakfast, maybe a little bit more at lunch, but you counter that by exercising more, right? Pretty simple way to modify any diet. Check your hormones. That's so important. Hormonal imbalance, specifically low thyroid, estrogen dominance in women. So you got to look at estrogen and progesterone. And then low testosterone in men and high estrogen in men can cause some issues too. So check your hormones. And then prepare to fight against the cravings and the hunger with white kidney bean. And when you do reach your weight loss goal, then you can maintain it with white kidney bean as a maintenance supplement. If you want to learn more about the effects of white kidney bean, go check out lef.org/eatless. That's lef.org/eatless. And you can check it out there. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.